Yeah, I know. A lot of you niggas don't plan on the day when you'd have to see me. You see, I'm that nigga that you should really be afraid of. I dig graves for niggas like you. We gon' get more acquainted at a time when you least expect it.
Do you ever think what life would be?
That when that time comes and nobody's checking, and everything you have is gone in a split of a second. It's when it starts hitting a fan and it gets real in this bitch. Just face the
what
fact
up,
shit
everybody?
You gotta deal with this shit.
It's me. Talk about and this is the first week of February, and this is the Minority Sports Report. And it's weird hearing my voice, it's unexpected. Just like that devastating game that happened on Sunday.
I'm officially off suicide watch.
Off suicide watch. Congratulations. He made it. The whole state of Colorado made it through the 24 hours.
We lived through that. Let's face it. I haven't said this since the Texans game, but the Broncos were shellacked.
Shellacked.
By the Seattle Seahawks in a game that outside of the Seattle area, I don't think anyone really enjoyed.
Oh, people enjoyed the shit out of it because people don't like Manning.
I don't know. It wasn't a very good game.
No, it was terrible.
You can even get that. And
terrible.
If, for those of you who, I don't know, are dead, you know what happened. You're listening to this. So you at least watched the game. You or at least know the score. But it was 43-8.
Terrible.
Terrible.
45 minutes almost without scoring.
It was awful. It was awful. It was just, man, I don't know. I had a, as soon as that safety happened, it was just like,
no, yeah.
Nothing went right. Nothing the Broncos did went their way. And Seattle, you know what? They played their game. Legion of Boom is legit.
Boom. Oh, that's why I okay, I get it now.
Yeah.
I get it. Okay. Just so much shit just made sense in the last 24 hours. Like, oh, Legion of Boom. Okay.
Yeah. L.O.B. as Richard Sherman calls it. L.O.B.
Oh, shit. Wow. You think I would know that, too.
But yeah, it was 2 weeks of monstrous buildup for... Well, it was
a shit game. It was terrible.
It was the worst Super Bowl in a while.
One of the worst Super Bowls ever. Fucking a while. Well, yeah, it wasn't a while, but yeah. That was,
I mean, there's that string in the 90s where it was just like...
This was the biggest blowout since 93.
Yeah.
So, 20 years, dude. Like, it's legitimate. Like, two decades.
That was awful.
Hasn't been a game this bad.
You know, and...
Or lopsided. Yeah, it was bad and lopsided. It was just...
I mean, whether you want to go with the safety, the four turnovers. I mean, just like the fact that every time the Broncos seemed to get any sort of rhythm going, they would turn the ball over.
They just got manhandled.
No,
straight up.
They
like, DT got bullied out there.
I don't know if it was... I don't know if it was them not being prepared... Like, having a bad coaching plan, overconfidence,
yeah.
Perhaps all three.
Overconfidence and underpreparedness,
yeah.
if that's even a word.
Unpreparedness?
Yeah. They were underprepared and overconfident.
Yeah, and it's just like, it was...
That's what it seemed like to me.
And that's awful. And, you know, it... You broke my heart, Broncos. You broke my heart. It's like when Michael looks at Fredo, man. You broke my heart. You broke my heart.
Godfather, everybody.
Yeah. But I mean, I don't know what Seattle played well. Russell Wilson was Russell Wilson. I don't know. I peeped praise on Russell Wilson earlier in the year, and I'm not just saying this because Seattle won and I'm bitter about that. I don't know. Russell Wilson's game manager. And he did a very good job of managing that game.
Yeah, everybody know that. That team is not about Russell Wilson. It's about that defense. And on the offense, it's really about Marshawn Lynch. Because that dude's a beast.
Yeah. And the Broncos did a decent job of holding him back.
And that's...
That's like the one thing that I can like pull that I'm just
you
can
take away from that
game. That is like, you know.
They kind of stopped the run.
Yeah, they kind of did until they just got too tired. Yeah, and it was just like,
fuck it, this is over.
Yeah, this is
over. Yeah.
But I, I don't know. I lost hope probably faster than anybody. But.
Yeah, it was, what, 4 seconds into the game. You're like, I'm done. This is bullshit. This is over. And I was like, man, this is the first fucking snap. He didn't even touch the ball. Relax. And then as the game went on, I was like, yeah, you're right. Right, and then they scored a touchdown, and then that was it.
No, and it was just
right at the end of the third quarter. So
I watched less of this Super Bowl than I had in the last 5 years.
Yeah,
and that's because I cared about it more, and I couldn't do it. I couldn't sit through that. It was just I don't know what would have been worse, like a close game that they lost, or just this blowout.
I'm telling you, the close game is better.
No, the close, because the close, yeah, because here's the close games. Why it's better? Because at least then I would have paid attention.
Yeah.
But this, I was just like, it's just three, and there's nothing else you can watch.
No, exactly.
There's nothing else on. It's not like I can turn to fucking anything. Thank God Sherlock was new last night. Otherwise, I might have blown my fucking brains out.
Turn to the channels, like you
see if I really do bleed blue and orange.
Yeah, it was pretty bad. It was pretty bad.
Yeah.
I got a kick out of it because everybody was talking shit.
Yeah. Those uneducated fans.
Talking shit. I was like, oh, it's all right. Y'all beat the Patriots, but you're not going to win the Super Bowl.
Yeah, and it's just like, whatever. But the better team won, clearly.
Yeah.
And, you know, props and congratulations, Seattle. You know, it's your first.
Oh, yeah, man.
It's your first Super Bowl. It's definitely, you know, it's one to remember for you.
Oh, yeah. It's one to remember for everybody. Ones that everybody here wants to forget.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Somebody once asked me today, they said, how about that Super Bowl? And I said, well, it's one of 48. And that's all I can really say about it.
Yeah. And all I'm just like, hey, at least the Patriots lost literally in the last seconds of every game.
Yeah, no. So, and then it's just like...
Take some solace...
The Broncos played their worst game of the year.
And yep, the worst game of the year, and the biggest, worst game of the year, and whatever. I can't even talk properly.
No, it's, I mean, I was so sad. Like, I was just so sad.
It's crazy, but it's not just you, though. It's just everybody.
No, it was everybody. It was just like yesterday, I remember I served a customer and we just looked at each other and we just both shook our heads and we didn't say anything, but it was just like both of us were just like, oh my God, dude.
Like I said, it's I don't know, it's just different being from a real, not like, I was going to say a real big sports town, not a real sports town, because the Broncos got mad followings out here. But, you know, just being from a sports town, being born into, you know, in a city that has a culture of winning, you know, it's just different. Like, it's just, at least I feel like, you know, we don't take the losses as hard as it is out here. But again, it's like, you're not there as much as a state, you know. So, like, I get it, kind of. I don't understand it, but I get it. I see why it's like that, but, you know, it's just, it's hard for me to...
No, that's what I mean. I don't know. It's
But like I said, it's because, what, it's been 15 years.
It's been 15 years.
That everybody cares about in Colorado.
Yeah, I mean, this is...
Because the Avalanche got it in the early 2000s.
The Avalanche were the first team to ever bring a championship to Colorado.
You know, and it's
like... In 98, or 96.
I thought it was...
No, because they won the first year they moved here. When they moved from Quebec, when they became the Colorado Avalanche, they won that year, the Stanley Cup. They won it in 1996. It was our first professional sports championship that Colorado had ever had.
And then the 2000s, right?
And then one in 2001.
2001, yeah. Early 2000. But yeah, I get it. That sucks, because not everybody likes hockey.
Yeah, and I mean, like, the Avalanche were extremely popular those years, but that was also, like, we had the, you know, it was like the Pats for you guys.
Yes.
In the sense that it was every year we were either in the Western Conference Finals or the Stanley Cup. Like, powerhouse. Yeah, it was just this powerhouse team. And so it was, you know, And it's not, Denver is a sports town, but it's a football town.
You're right. It's a football town. It's a sports town, but it's a football town.
Like, this is Broncos, you know, this is Broncos country.
Yeah, it's Broncos country. That's what they say out here all the time, and nobody wants to say it now because of that embarrassing performance on Sunday. But anywho. Everybody likes sports out here, but yeah. It's not like Boston.
Yeah, and it's not like, you know.
It's not like a coastal city, you know.
Yeah.
I can't say only Boston because New York, fuck, people still follow the Knicks in New York.
Oh, no. I mean, but, you know, there's also way more people.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. But, again, it's the coast.
Yeah. It's a, you know. But I'm just saying, like. It's been a long time. We sniffed it.
Red Sox can relate to that, because I guess the last time they made it was 86 prior to the wins in 2000. You know, and I'm not a huge baseball fan, but, like, you know, there were people that
lived and died
that haven't seen them.
Any Browns fan can look at me and go, you have two fucking Super Bowls. Your team has been to the Super Bowl seven times. You know?
At least you've been
there. Yeah, I've been there. They've been there, you know?
That's a good point.
There are teams out there, and it's like, who am I to complain?
You know why you can complain? Because you demand winning, and you want it, and don't be mad because you can afford a better team.
Yeah, I mean, like, the Broncos, you expect the Broncos to win. That is something we expect. We expect the Broncos to win. Whether or not they actually do that, that's up in the air.
Yeah. But I can.
But it's not like that culture doesn't translate over to the Rockies. I don't expect the Rockies to win because that's a terribly run.
Right, and that's why this is like Denver is a football town, you know.
Yeah, I mean, to the lesser extent, I have a winning expectation for the Nuggets and the Avalanche. But at the same time, I have very realistic standards, which Nuggets will probably make the playoffs, get bounced out.
Right, that's the thing. Like, yeah, you know what the Nuggets are capable of, you know. But it's like, you know, again, it's kind of like apples and oranges, really.
Yeah, it's just I really care about the Broncos because I think they can win.
Yeah,
and I love football. Let's face it, football's my favorite.
The
sport.
Thing too, like again, people back home. That don't really understand what this conversation is about. Like, the Broncos, at least from what I see, is the one professional sports team. I guess the Avalanche, too, but I don't really pay attention to hockey. But those are, like, the two teams that are, like, we're going to spend money on people so we can win fucking championships, you know? And other shit. I mean, what was it? Like, they're going to build, like, a pool in
the stadium? Oh, yeah. So, like, the Rockies are going to remove seats that are, granted, usually empty. But they're going to install a quote-unquote party deck, which is exactly what it sounds like. And it's just like, I'm like, why don't you use that fucking money to buy some fucking pitching, and that will fill up those empty seats.
And that's what I mean. Like, that shit would never fly back home.
No.
It would never fly
back home. Yeah, it's like, I think there's going to be, like, a pool in the, it's like, you know.
It's crazy. But so that's the point. Like, I just wanted to, like, get that, like.
Yeah, that would be unacceptable.
The organizations spend money, but not what I'm used to. Like, you better fucking hire a coach. You better get a fucking pitcher. You better drop 50 mil on a 3-year contract
because
this guy's
like,
hot.
It's like,
especially with baseball, because there's no salary cap.
Like, it's baseball, and it's like, you know, and you can't compare the Red Sox to the Rockies.
No. But I'm just saying the culture.
Yeah, the culture is so different.
You know, trying to relate it to the people that aren't here, because I still
feel I'm an East Coast baseball fan. Yeah. I'm an East Coast baseball fan. I am yelling at the players.
I still find it shocking. I'm like, that's just so not what I'm used to. And I don't go to a lot of games, you know. It's just different.
No.
It's different. But, yeah, that's where the frustration comes in, everybody back home. The Broncos are like that fucking guy that has cooked food for you and light and shelter. And then as soon as you touch the doorknob, boom, it was a fucking mirage.
Yeah, it's just like, oh, my God, dude, you couldn't even give us a good game.
I said, I feel you on that one because with the Patriots were like, you know, they kind of showed up more than the Broncos did.
They at least kind of had a chance.
Like, kind of showed up.
No, because it was like, I was like, okay, if they score this 2-point conversion, I'm talking about the Pats game.
Yeah.
But if they score this 2-point conversion, that'll give them some momentum. That, you know, that's like, I think it was at that point. That's two straight scoring drives, you know. Bang, 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 you know. But, you know, once they didn't, I was like, oh, this game's done.
Yeah, then they ended up losing by 10.
Yeah. Which is perfectly acceptable. Perfectly acceptable.
Garbage time touchdowns, still.
Yeah, garbage time is fine. Because there are hipsters and other people who are just glancing at it and go, oh, well, it wasn't that bad. No, no, it was bad. It was that bad.
It was terrible, you know, but at the same time, it's just, yeah. Shit happens. Welcome to the big leagues, baby. There's always next year.
There's always next year. There's always next year.
And that's the beauty of fucking sports, yeah, man.
Hope springs eternal. Ask any Cubs fan. It's April, and it's nice because you don't know you're going to lose yet.
Or any Raiders fan. Cowboys fans holding on to that delusion from the early 90s.
Oh, man, I don't even know what to fucking think about the Cowboys.
Because, I like Cowboys fans. They're not obnoxious. What I find obnoxious
We're not in Texas, though.
That's true. But, the fans we interact with in Colorado that are Dallas Cowboys fans, they're... What disturbs me the most is their blind loyalty. Just like the Raiders fans. Like, you know you're terrible, and your GM is making terrible decisions.
Yeah, but the Raiders fans talk shit the way the Cowboys fans don't.
Right, that's what I'm saying. That's what the difference. Like, that annoys me with the Cowboys fans, but Raiders fans will talk shit. Like, oh, we gonna crush you. Wait till we see y'all next year. Like, you're gonna have the same team, if not worse.
Come on.
Shut up.
Charles Woodson is on their team.
It's going to take the NFL cyclical, you know?
Yeah.
And it's going to be like good 4 or 5 seasons before the teams that suck right now are going to be decent.
Maybe.
Well, you know, unless they pull a Kansas City, you know. But well, again, yeah, that's
but
very
like,
rare.
But I'm just
that's
saying, like, there are rare. Certain franchises that have been.
Well, yeah.
That just never yeah. turn it around.
Well. What is that? It's like a color. It's a color.
I hate to keep ragging on the Browns.
That place, that Drew Carey show, it was like around there somewhere.
I'm trying to think of another league. Detroit. I mean, God, Detroit.
The Vikings.
I don't think Detroit's ever been to a Super Bowl.
They probably haven't.
Or if they have, it's been like, you know, it was like Super Bowl
It was way
three.
Before we were born.
Yeah.
No, Super Bowl III was...
That was Green Bay and something.
The Jets. That was when Joe Namath...
Oh, that was...
That was Super Bowl III.
That's probably
that
why means. I was thinking about
yeah,
it.
Yeah, because that was all over the fucking yeah. TV the other day. But yeah, that was... yeah.
So, the NFL season is wrapped up.
Congratulations, Seattle Seahawks.
Congratulations to the Seattle Seahawks.
Woo!
For their mighty win over the woeful Denver Broncos.
Or pretty dominant fucking season, too.
Yeah, and let's face it, that's Pete Carroll, you're a dick.
Yeah, but fuck.
But fuck, man, I respect you and what you've done to that organization.
Absolutely, you can't hate on that.
No.
Can't hate on... That's the thing, you can't hate on results, and that's what drives me crazy.
And he does really well, and he's a... God... Man, if somebody threw acid in your face, and if I could take one of those girls in Afghanistan and replace her face with your face, I would do that in a second.
In a hot second.
In a hot second. I would contribute to whoever did that's legal fund. That's how much I dislike you, Pete Carroll. I don't want you to die. I just want your face to be fucked up forever.
You could be like Harvey Dent, Two-Face. He'd make a good Two-Face. He's got a pretty sizable
chin. He's got strong features.
Yeah, yeah.
No, I just want him to be like Elephant Man.
His teeth coming through his lips.
Yeah, just
gross.
Like, you know. Yeah. Well, we couldn't save your nose, Pete.
But we could use a piece of your ass.
All right. And if anybody had any, like, doubts about Richard Sherman, can we just say he's, like, an awesome guy?
Yeah, Richard Sherman is a beast. And if he rubs you the wrong way, it's because he's
Loosen
good at what he
up.
Does. Yeah, loosen up, and it's because he's good at what he does.
And you might be racist. You might be. There might be a race element to it.
Oh, I thought you said he might be racist.
No, no.
I was
he's,
like, what?
He's not racist.
Well, yeah.
But I'm just saying.
Yeah, race definitely. Yeah.
There's a certain race element
yeah.
to it.
Because if it was the guy on your team.
Yeah, if it was a white guy. Shit,
not even if it was a white guy. If it was any guy on your team that said that shit, you wouldn't give a fuck. You'd be like, yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
So shut up.
You know. So
Revis Island is no more. It's
yeah, all no. about
Sherman, Sherman, Sherman.
Sherman, Sherman. Legion of Boom. L-O-B.
Yeah.
But also, he was super gracious in all of his interviews and stuff like that, and just like really.
Yeah, because it's over now. There's no reason.
Yeah. I know, but it's just like, you know, the media made such a big deal out of it, even though it was nothing.
But that's the media.
But that's the media. You got to find a lot. You got to find a story in those.
Technically, we're part of that problem too.
Yeah,
because we totally talked about
it. We totally did, but we just laughed about how awesome it was.
Yeah, yeah.
So yeah,
there's a parade.
There's a parade in Seattle tomorrow.
Cause y'all were like, "Yeah, oh, can't wait for the parade in 2 weeks." Blah blah blah.
Shut up.
Ah, it just feels so good to say that.
So the Olympics are happening,
and the NBA too,
and the NBA and NHL,
and the NHL
and tennis. I think the Australian Open.
We've got a bunch of things, but
I want to start a weekly segment about like the Olympics.
The Olympics are like a month, right? Or is it 3 weeks?
No, it's next week.
No, how long?
Oh, 3 weeks.
3 weeks, yeah.
Three weeks. So,
yes, 3 weeks of curling.
But I want to... It's not 3 weeks of curling.
No.
It's like a week and a half of
curling. No!
But I want to talk about your favorite obscure Olympic sport. Obviously, we know John's.
Yes.
John's is curling.
Curling.
I'm a big fan of the biathlon. Because I like the fact that they ski and shoot
that
shit.
That shit is cool too.
It's
like fucking handball.
Yeah, it's just so like, cool, you know, sure. Sure, why not? Let's just cross country ski 20 miles and shoot and some shit. I like that that's a sport. Like, you know.
Yeah. White people, man. That's straight up white people.
Oh, man. The Olympics. The Winter Olympics is just white people.
It ain't us, yo.
Except for that one black kid who's like, I'm a speed skater.
What? Damn, maybe you should be playing football.
But,
I don't like concussions. Oh, you smart.
I like going fast. Ricky Bobby style. Ricky
Bobby.
But yeah, I'm a big fan of the biathlon for the Winter Olympics. I don't know. Obviously the Winter Olympics are the less fun Olympics.
On the whole.
I mean, it's just
you're totally right.
Because I here's my thing. It's like with the Summer Olympics, I can watch more of the weird obscure sports than I can
on
the
Winter Olympics. I was just thinking the same shit.
Like, there's team ice skating now. I don't know if I'm too into that.
I'll watch it for a hot second.
Yeah, like that's, it's, no. And like, I don't know, bobsled? What is your feeling on bobsled?
I like...
Or the skeleton, or the two-man luge. Two-man luge is super gay.
What the hell's a skeleton? Is that like single?
It's like a luge, but it's even like smaller. It's like just the frame.
All right, I like bobsledding because... You know, got to see somebody die once. Nah, I'm just kidding. The bobsled is cool because, I don't know, I just like seeing, I'm a big fan of, like, shit going fast. Even, in, like, I like NASCAR, like, motorcycle racing. Like, I just like that kind of shit. So, like, I'm higher on bobsledding than you are. But it's still, it's just, you know, you can only watch so much of it.
Yeah.
Before it's just like, okay.
Most of my bobsledding knowledge comes from the documentary Cool Runnings. That was a documentary, right?
Yeah.
But...
Totally was a documentary.
Or like, you know, like a lot of the skiing stuff.
I don't get down with skiing because I'm like, fuck skiing.
I don't know. I mean, like, I can watch it.
Excuse,
I can watch it. I like the race skiing that they do now. That's really fucking cool.
I don't even know what you're talking about.
It's like an obstacle course, but they race down it like skis and snowboards.
Yeah, I can
fuck
with that.
And I was like, that is cool.
I can fuck with that.
It's like four or five of them going at the same time.
You see marinating the chicken in that?
Yeah.
But I want to go back to curling because...
Yeah, I mean, like, who you like, John? Who you like for curling?
I don't know. And honestly, I don't quite entirely understand all the rules to curling. All
right.
I know is that you slide the shit down.
Okay.
You scrum. You yell. And then, like, you hit balls. I mean, like, weights out of circular. It's like fucking ice darts. If that's like, if
it's only 15 events.
Yeah, the Winter Olympics is not crazy. It's, you know,
there's alpine skiing, luge, biathlon, Nordic combined, but the Nordic combined bobsled, short track. I don't even know what the fuck that is. I think that's speed skating.
It's gotta be
cross country, skeleton. Which the symbol is just a man like laying down, going down a hill. Curling, ski jumping, figure skating, snowboarding, freestyle skiing, speed skating. Oh, speed skating and short track are different.
Same. Okay.
And then ice hockey. But I'm sure there's subcategories within all of those things, within most of those.
Curling.
So curling starts Monday, February 10th.
All right.
Yeah.
All right. Thank you, because I love it.
The 12 a.m., these are in Eastern Standard Time. But this, if you want to watch them live, it's 12 a.m. for the men's, 5 a.m. for the women's.
Got a goddamn DVR, baby.
Yeah. And the NBC Sports Networks.
Oh, that's what it's on?
Yeah, I think.
Sweet. So. DirecTV, baby. If you don't have it.
Yeah, it. Switch to DirecTV.
It's the shit.
Fuck Time Warner, fuck or Comcast, any of those. They're fucking you.
Yes.
They're literally fucking you.
Yeah, literally. It's ridiculous. Get the dicks out of your butts.
Yeah. If you're gonna have anything.
That was funny. Yeah, but we'll talk more about the Winter Olympics.
Team ice skating is the first fucking thing. I don't even know what the... How many people are on a fucking team?
Chaz Michael Michaels is the only team that matters. Yeah, I don't know. I'm just... I'll
tell you who really cares about ice skating this year. The South Koreans.
Oh, really?
Yeah, they got this... there's this girl, Kim Yoo-nam. She's, like, huge. Like... astronauts in the 1960s big.
Shit, rock stars, man.
Yeah, like,
yeah.
She's just, like, huge over there. And the Koreans love her.
Oh, you know Asians, too much pressure.
But you know where she trains?
In America.
Yeah.
In altitude?
Not in the altitude, not in Colorado. I think she trains in L.A. Because there's so many fucking Koreans there. That's okay for me to say. Yeah, but if you say that, yeah. I will freak out.
Well, no. If there's that many fucking Koreans there, that's just a fact. That's like, I don't know.
No, I remember watching a TV show and it had a Korean couple like at LAX. And they're like, nobody here speaks Korean. I was like, bullshit. I was like, you pulled me out of that fucking reality because I know there would be at least 4 to 5 people. Go to the fucking Korean air counter.
Yeah, that's funny.
But anyway... Enough about that. We've got obviously we'll be talking a lot about the Olympics in the next coming weeks.
But yeah, so like I was saying, we'll be racist with like the statement I said, you know, Asians, too much pressure, not a family. That's terrible. That's pretty racist.
You rack digital print.
You rack a digital print. God damn, that shit's so funny. Not the racism, the reference.
Reference. The racism's funny too.
Yeah, it is.
But yeah, I think I don't know. It'll be nice to see Russia just be in Russia.
Yeah, and everybody.
What do you think their opening ceremony is gonna be like? How weird do you think it's gonna be?
I think it's gonna be totally awesome. I think what's gonna happen is this. Listen, let me tell you what's gonna happen. Right? It's gonna come on and there's gonna be like a wide shot of like the stadium. It's gonna be pitch black and you're gonna be like, oh shit, it's gonna be like the Chinese people, right? But nope, you see some lights popping on and then boom, a face of Lenin.
Yeah.
Come on. And then all these fucking curtains fall down and there's statues of like all these fucking communist dictators. And they're like,
old Soviet like theme.
Rasputin, like in the middle.
Rasputin?
I don't know, man. I don't know.
I was just gonna ask if you think there's gonna be more or less than an hour of singing.
Less.
Much less. Rasputin. So. then we bring in Rasputin's body, and we show everybody, and we reenact the murder of royal films, our family.
Oh my god, that's right. Oh god.
In basement. Except this time, Anya gets away, right? And we follow her journey.
She'll have the torch.
Oh, yeah. And then, you think Putin's gonna light the torch?
I don't think so.
Or you think Drago's gonna light the torch?
That's all I've been thinking about, too, man. I just recently saw Rocky 4.
Yeah.
Four. I didn't even watch the whole thing, but like I saw a good chunk of it for the first time ever. And it was
He saw the important songs.
Right, the important parts.
He saw all the training montages and he saw the robot.
The fucking robot. That was so weird. Oh yeah, that's the robot Rocky bought his son. What?
Yeah, because Rocky, you know, his son's going to be lonely because him and Adrian are going to be in Russia. So he finds him a robot.
And then there's another scene. Oh, see, the robot's wearing Christmas hat to show you how much time is passing. Like, oh, yeah. Yeah, Rocky. Oh, man, that movie was terrible. In a good way. I don't know, man. I'm just not a... Whatever, it was bad, but...
It was bad, but you can understand why people embrace it.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. 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 I do want to see the first two, though.
No, Rocky Original is a legit good movie.
And again, like, I've seen, just like the Shawshank Redemption, I've seen so much of it on TV, but never, like,
sat down
and watched it uncut, you know, the way it's meant to be.
No, you should, at the very least, I would recommend just Rocky as a good movie.
Yeah.
Rocky 2 isn't great.
Rocky
2 and 3 aren't great.
But hold on, let me ask you a question. Did Hitler light the torch?
Oh, in
Berlin?
In Berlin? I don't know.
I don't think he did.
I don't know.
Basically, so like, if Hitler didn't do it...
But it's like, back then, I mean, I don't know. The Olympics were so fucking weird back then, man.
Yeah, but it was still...
Songwriting was a was a competition up until like the 30s.
Yeah, but like the torch, though, that's always been like that, right?
Yeah,
Except for the modern Olympics, at least.
Yeah, I don't know. Like, I couldn't tell you who
whatever, it doesn't matter, but I hope he doesn't light the torch.
The last person I remember who lit the torch was Muhammad Ali. Honestly, and that was in 1996.
He barely lit the torch. If this was like 40 years ago, he could kick my ass.
Yeah, but now it's just that sadness that just fills you whenever you see him.
And it's just like, oh shit, that's right, he has kids. His kids can whip my ass.
Oh, his daughter? Yeah. What's her name?
Oh my god, it's on the tip. I can hear it.
It starts with an L.
Layla.
Layla. Yeah.
It's just really hard to say.
She would fuck you up.
Yeah, hell yeah. No problem. No problem. Just fucking glance in my direction, shit my pants.
Yeah, so I don't know. I enjoy the Olympics.
You're really pretty for a boxer. What do you mean for a boxer? I mean, boom.
That's it. Yeah, I don't know. I always enjoy watching the Olympics.
Yeah, the Olympics are cool.
I don't. You know, I understand people's dislike of the Olympics, and I certainly have my problems with it. But at the same time, I'm just like, you know what? It's, you know.
I'm just like this. We have so few global
events
that I'm all for it. That's why I love the World Cup. It's a global event. Like, this is the one time humanity's all like, yeah. Even though it's a competition still, because that's what we are. But it's like, global events are fucking awesome.
Yeah, no, it's just cool. Everybody in the world is watching.
Yeah, exactly, man. It's how often does that shit happen?
And, you know.
Every 4 years.
Every 4 years. every 2 years.
Oh, yeah, that's right, because with the World Cup and the Olympics, yeah.
They used to have them at the same
time. World Baseball Classic, that's starting to pick up steam.
Yeah, but I mean, I don't know if that's ever going to get popular in America, because the Major League players are all playing in the Major League.
Yeah, I know, but it's every year I hear more and more about it.
Yeah, so but it's also because ESPN picked up that contract, so that you know, they're more willing to cover it now.
Yeah, the network.
Yeah. The four-letter network. But...
Fuck off.
Oh, yes, NBA news.
Yeah.
They picked an all-star team. I know no Nuggets made it.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah, we're almost at the all-star break, which is weird to
think. That's when we really start paying attention.
That's like, when also teams start playing for real.
This is when the Minority Sports Report stops being about us, the minorities, reporting sports and us reporting on
minority sports. Because football season's over.
It's over now.
Yeah. So we'll talk about incidences. We'll talk about big trades, big signings, that kind of stuff. But this
is about to get really obscure. Yeah. This is when, honestly, this is when I think our podcast is at the best, because we have to come up with shit that you're not thinking of.
And cover things you might not remember or
not ever think about.
Yeah.
Like Quidditch.
We'll bring that back.
Quidditch we already World did. Cup. Oh, yeah, that's right. We'll bring it back for this year.
Yeah.
Yay.
Well, hey.
You know what? I'll try to take pictures this time of people running around Denver.
Yeah.
So everybody can see it.
Yeah.
It's real.
It's real.
It's fucking real.
Google it. There's a Wikipedia page.
It's all fat dog.
With an entry. This ain't no bear dance.
Oh, bear down. Bear down for midterms.
Just bear down for midterms. So
bear down for the Super Bowl. That's gonna be in the description.
Yeah, we're gonna bear down for the Super Bowl. I think that's good.
Yeah. All right, guys.
Thanks for listening. Follow us on Twitter. And look us up and do all that great stuff.
Yep. Bye. You know I need someone. When I was younger, so much younger than today. I never needed anybody's help in any way. But now these days are gone, I'm not so self-assured. Now I find a change of mind and open up the doors. Help me if you can, I'm feeling down. And I do appreciate you being round. Help me get my feet back on the ground. Self-assured.